Luke chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. This is the reading of God's Word. And he began speaking in a parable to the invited guests when he noticed how they had been picking out the places of honor at the table, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this man,' and then in disgrace you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will have honor in the sight of all who are at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And he also went on to say to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors. Otherwise, they may also invite you in return, and that will be your repayment. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Let us truly hear your word, that our faith will grow. And Father, we pray that through your word that we will see what our Lord Jesus Christ has done, what he has accomplished for us. And through your word, let us have that sweet fellowship of heaven with him. And we pray that by your grace, the word, your word, will be preached correctly, and all of us not only hear your word, but believe and obey your word to bring glory and honor to you. Oh, Father, as we hear your word, Jesus Christ and him alone will be exalted, and that you and you alone will receive all the glory. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As I repeat every single time I preach the book of Luke, once again, let me remind you, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is accomplishing the kingdom of God. And as he accomplishes the kingdom of God, the reality of that kingdom is being witnessed. So in the book of Luke, we see this world is ending. And spiritually, it is already ended. And the new world begins. All is new. Jesus teaches and witnesses the reality of heaven. Thus, what kind of life the citizens of heaven must live is also witnessed. We live a life that witnesses our eternal heavenly reality. Verse 11 in our passage, it says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." As he accomplishes the new world, this world has been put upside down by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, our passage can be divided into two parts, verses 7 through 11, the first part, and the verses 12 through 14, the second part. In the first part, Jesus is speaking to all those who are invited to this dinner. And in the second part, Jesus is speaking to the owner of the house. So, keep that in mind as we look at our passage. Let us look at the first part, verses 7 through 10. And he, Jesus, began speaking a parable to the invited guests. When he noticed how they had been picking out the place of honor at the table, saying to them, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor. For someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him, and he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this man. And then in disgrace, you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will have honor in the sight of all who are at the table with you. Not too hard to understand what Jesus is saying. When you are invited, do not take the place of honor. Because when you do, and someone who is more popular, more distinguished comes in later, the owner will come to you and say that you must give your place to that person. Then, in the sight of everyone looking at you, you in disgrace have to get up and go to the last place. He's saying, don't do that. Just sit at the last place as soon as you enter. Then the owner of the house will come to you and say to you that you must move up higher. Oh, then in front of everyone you will have honor. At first reading, we feel a little bit uneasy. Does it not sound a little bit like a worldly wisdom? Is our purpose, is it to sit at the place of honor and to achieve that purpose? Is Jesus telling us to sit at the last place? To sit at the last high place, Jesus saying, go to the last place. Just pretend that you do not want to sit at the high place and sit at the low place, and ultimately you will sit at the high place. Is this what Jesus is teaching us? One thing is for sure, Jesus Christ is not teaching the worldly and earthly wisdom. So what is he saying? The first thing to notice is in verse 7. It says Jesus is speaking a parable. So he is not teaching an etiquette for a certain situation. And just like all of his teaching in the book of Luke, even this parable, through it, Jesus is witnessing the reality of heaven. That's why you cannot forget what Jesus is doing in the book of Luke. Otherwise, you're going to just interpret these things in a worldly way. And verse 11 makes it more clear, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The parable witnesses to us what will happen in heaven. And even the second part of our passage ends with the blessings at the resurrection of the righteous. Now, first parable, Jesus witnesses the mindset of the true citizens of heaven. Their focus is never about this world. Their desire is not about their position in this world, nor their reputation in this world. And they know the true honor comes from God in heaven. Jesus, in verses 8 through 10, teaches us that the glory and honor is not something that we seek. And they are not something that this world can give to us. Only God is able to give the glory and honor to us. What you need to understand is that God raises us up who are at the low place. You and I, we belong to low place. We are sinners. That who deserves eternal hell forever and ever. When you think that you are of high place, but you want to humble yourself, then your thinking is wrong. You are not at high place. You are sinners who deserve eternal hell. Period. So all this talk about how high you are, but you need to humble yourself to lower place, the beginning is just completely wrong. That's not what God is saying to you. And you should not think like that. You really need to understand who you are, how you are in the sight of God. But obviously this world, so many people think that they are at the high place. That's where they begin. No. God raises us up. And only God does that. Not that we deliberately sit at the low place, but that the low place is where we truly belong. That's the first thing you must understand. Otherwise, you will never understand what is happening in our passage. See, this is what our salvation is all about. We were at the low place, but God has raised us up to high place. That's what salvation is all about. This is why when we talk about humbleness, world, non-believers, they cannot truly humble themselves because they start out thinking they're at the high place so that right off the bat, they're not humble. Without true knowledge of the word, without true faith, no one can be humble, truly humble. See, this world, the sinners desire glory, honor in this world. They raise up themselves to the high place. And they want to mingle with the people of high place. Even that is to raise themselves to high place. But the desire of true Christian is that Jesus Christ receive all the glory and honor. And we know we belong to the low place. But in heaven, Jesus will ultimately raise us up to the high place. This is what our salvation is all about. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, Proverbs 15, verse 33b, and before honor comes humility. Honor comes after humility. Romans chapter 12, verse 16, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. James chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you. Now, so many people misunderstand this verse, these verses. Like I said, as a sinner, you cannot humble yourselves. There's no lower place that you could go as a sinner. You pretend. That's all you could do. Pretend to be humble. But if you truly understand where your position is, then you just acknowledge how low your position is. Not pretending to go lower place, because there is no lower than where you are as a sinner. So with these verses, when we say humbleness, we are not talking about the worldly humbleness, which is not humbleness at all. The worldly humbleness, if you think about it, worldly humbleness, it is pretending to be humble. When world says someone is humble, then it is actually saying that that person has done something great. You know, if a world says to someone, oh, he's so humble, the world is actually acknowledging that that person has something great, that he did something great. That's why the world will say he is humble. Let's say you didn't do anything, and you act like you're humbling. People will laugh at you. You didn't do anything. But when it comes to salvation, what did you do? So when the world says somebody is humble, world is actually acknowledging that person has done something great. And Bible does not acknowledge that as a humbleness, because sinners, no one did anything great. They only sinned. The worldly humbleness. It's just pretending. Biblical humbleness is different. Only thing that the sinners can do is to pretend to be humble. God has said, no one is righteous, not even one. Jesus has said, we cannot do anything apart from Him. The only truly humble person then is Jesus Christ. He's the only one who is truly humble. And you begin with that. Otherwise, you will never be humble. Yes, Jesus is the only one who has done something truly great. And yet, He came to the last place. He came to the lowest place. That's why He's truly humble. That's how He begins. He wasn't even born in a manger among animals. Now God invites us to participate in His humbleness. As the sinners, we must humble, acknowledging that we cannot do anything apart from Jesus. And the only thing we could do apart from Jesus is sin. So we seek God's mercy. Jesus is the only one truly humble and came to the low place But the Bible clearly tells us that God the Father has raised him up to the highest place. Thus, the verse 8 through 10, this first parable is story of Jesus Christ. Just like any other passage in the Bible, it's about Jesus Christ. This is what he did. He came to the lowest place so that you and I can be raised up to a high place. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 and 11, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand the Bible, how God intended for us to understand. This is the story of Christ. And because it is the story of Christ, it is our story now in him. It is our heavenly reality in Jesus Christ. Yes, with Jesus, God has raised us up to the highest place in heaven. We now participate in Jesus being raised to the highest place of heaven. But you and I were at the lowest place as sinners. In second parable, now Jesus speaks to the host of the dinner. Verse 12, and he also went on to say to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or relatives or rich neighbors. Otherwise, they may also invite you in return. That will be your repayment. But you give a reception. When you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have any means to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Brothers and sisters, the sinners love themselves. They do all things in terms of how it will benefit themselves. When it comes to inviting their guests, they invite the people that they believe will benefit them later. Luke chapter 6, verse 34, if you lend to those whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. Your friends, your brothers, your relatives, your rich neighbors, they could all benefit you. They may also invite you in return. See, this is how the world goes around. World does all things as it computes how all will bring profit and benefit to oneself. If you calculate it, and you see there's no benefit to you, you're not going to do it. That's how sinners are. Oh, you could say all these things, but that's how sinners are. Non-Christians, they don't come to Jesus because they don't see any benefit in it. Or they come to church, they come to Jesus, mistaken that they will actually get worldly benefit. That's why so many people come to church, because they're mistaken. They think there's a benefit, but worldly benefit. Why do you come to Jesus? What do you think He will do for you? What benefits will you get? Maybe I should ask you, in what are you mistaken? The whole society, this sinful society, is built in terms of money, in terms of profits. But what Jesus is saying is that the citizens of heaven, they're different. They actually live for the other people. And that was our Lord's life. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. But I am, Paul is saying, but I am hard pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. What Paul is saying, I'm torn between living and dying. And dying and go to Jesus Christ, that's much better. Yet, verse 24, to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. But I have decided to stay alive. Why? Because it's better for you. Do you see how Paul, he lives because of other people? He is not living for himself. Because he wants to die and go to heaven. Be with Jesus Christ. That's much better. But his ministry is needed by people. So for you, I continue to live, Paul says. Why do you live? Understand the reality of heaven. Jesus shows you the reality of heaven. He shows you how citizens of heaven are. So when you look at it, realize, wait a minute, that's me. I need to live like that. That's my reality. This is what God wants you to get from the Bible. People just don't get it. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is not saying that you should never invite your friends, your brothers, or your relatives, or rich neighbors. But what Jesus is saying is that there is better way. Verse 13, but when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. By doing so, you will be blessed. Why? Since they do not have any means to repay you. So that you will be truly blessed at the resurrection when heaven is visibly consummated, because then God will repay you. God will bless you. But not the worldly things, obviously. With the heavenly blessing. Just like the first parable, the second parable also teaches us, for us, the purpose and meaning of whatever we do are Jesus Christ and the eternal blessings by God in heaven. Thus, in order for us to obey, truly obey Jesus, we need faith. Because you have to have faith of what God will do for you in heaven in order for you to truly obey Jesus. So without faith, there is no way for anyone to obey Jesus. Because their focus will always on this world, the profit and the benefits of this world. That's why they will do whatever they do. And that's not faith. You know, even when Christian and non-Christian, outwardly, they might do the exact same thing in this world. But they are clearly, totally different. One does that by faith in Jesus Christ and what God will bless them, bless that person in heaven. The other person is doing the same thing, but he is looking for the benefit and the profit of this world. What determines how you act, how you do things? The focus of the citizens of heaven is heaven. The focus is Jesus Christ and His kingdom. And we are focused on the eternal things. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2. So when you give to the poor, do not sound trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. Nowadays, they will call up the news people so that the whole world will know how much they gave. These people that belong to the world, when they help other people, that's not really helping. They do it for themselves. They want the whole world to know what they're doing. God says, let your right hand not know what your left hand is doing. I hate biography or bibliography. You know those books that tells you what kind of wonderful life that person has lived? Why do I need to know all those good things that person has done? The good pastor, he did all these things. It's in the book for everybody to know. No, let your right hand not know what your left hand is doing. God knows what you're doing. If you want to help, do it in secret. We're not the world. We don't do it like the world does it. And if a man honor you, man praise you, whoa, look at him. Man, he did so many good things. Then you have your reward already. Which means you have no reward in heaven. If you go to heaven. Those kind of people tend to be non-Christian. But even as a Christian, why do people need to know? You read those books about pastor and you read about how he prayed every single day, so many hours. How did we get to know all that? Do it in secret. And reason why you don't hear about me doing those kind of stuff is not because I do it in secret, because I'm just so lazy. There you go. If your good deeds are known by the people and they praise you, then you already have your reward in full. James chapter 2 verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren. Did not God clothe the poor of this world? Did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him? This second parable is also a call to be like Jesus Christ. It is a call to participate in His life. Again, this second parable, it is a story of Jesus Christ. Yes, it is Jesus who has invited all of us, who are the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind to his eternal house. Those conditions, they were our spiritual realities, our fallen realities in sin. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, "For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think." We already saw from all these stories of Jesus healing the cripple, healing the lame, that points to our salvation because spiritually we were crippled, we were lame. And Jesus saved us. Jesus invited us to his eternal home. You are already at the low place. And Jesus has called you to heaven. This is his story, and this is our story. Oh, do not think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, Bible said. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. "For consider your calling, brethren. There were not many wise according to the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame things which are strong. And the base things and the of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, so that he may nullify the things they are, so that no man may boast before God." So if you think you're highly, you belong in a highly honored place, it's only because of Jesus Christ, but you think apart from Jesus you are in the highly. You need to wake up. You need to understand the truth. You are, according to that passage, you are the base things. You are the despised things. And you cannot accept that. Then you really need to understand. You really need to think about what you believe as truth. I know I cannot go any lower. I belong to hell. That's how sinful I am. Well, you think your degree, your money will raise you to a higher place? Think again. You're mistaken. Only Jesus Christ will raise you up to a higher place. Nothing and no one in this world can raise you up to a higher place. Do not listen to the lies of this world. That you are so listening to that lie that you actually believe it. And you actually think that you are something apart from Christ. You know, I've been hearing as I grew up in the church that I used to go. And they were telling me, "I need to prepare myself so that God could use me." And so many people who go to church, they believe that garbage. Let me ask you a question. Who cannot God use? Just because you don't have certain skills and just because the world doesn't acknowledge you to be something great, well, God cannot use you. God could use this chair to preach to you way better sermons than I could ever bring to you. God could use anything. And God doesn't need anybody. He doesn't have to use you, no matter how skillful you are. We're just so thankful that He does use us. That's it. We're just so thankful He does. Not that I deserve it or I have something I could give to God. Give me a break. Humble, brothers and sisters. Humble, truly humble. We belong to the lowest place. We already saw this, right? Book of Luke, through Jesus healing the crippled, the lame, the blind, He witnesses the reality of our salvation. The gospel of heaven is being preached to the poor. As we are saved, we have become, Romans 8, verse 17, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one who truly deserved to be blessed with the reward from God at the resurrection. And now in Jesus, we too will be blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ, because we are in Christ. We receive the reward in Jesus, with Jesus. Jesus is the only one who truly obeyed God's commands in our parables. They are His stories. But in Him, they are also our stories. Do not pretend. We do not pretend to be humble just so that we could sit at the high places. No. We know we belong to low places, but Jesus will raise us up. That's the truth. God telling us, because of Jesus Christ, because we are in Jesus Christ, God tells you, hear His voice. He says to you, move up higher. Do you understand? Hear His voice telling you, hey friend, move up higher. That's God's voice to you. And I want you, all of you, to hear His voice telling you to move up higher. How high up? Revelation 3:21, He who overcomes. Well, who overcomes? 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, and there, this is our victory. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So He who overcomes, it's you and me. I will grant to you to sit down with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne. Do you see it, brothers and sisters? God told you to move up higher so that in Jesus Christ you sit on the throne of God with Christ. Man, I don't know how more emphasis I could put in this. Do you know how blessed you are? And you complain that your life is with so many difficulties, so much problems in this life. But look at what Jesus has done for you. And that those problems, I will guarantee you, those difficulties, those suffering, it will end. Very soon, just live 50 more years, it will end. But this blessing that God has given to us is forever. It will never end. So do you see it in our parables? Your heavenly reality. That's what you are seeing. How we'll be blessed at the resurrection of righteousness, righteous people. Revelation 21, verse 6, 7, then Jesus said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the springs of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. See, this is spiritually, it is already accomplished, our reality of heaven. So understand this also as a conclusion. In Jesus, we sit at the highest place in heaven. But when we look at Jesus Christ, the one who sits at the highest place of heaven, and Jesus did, when he came to the earth, where did he come? The lowest place. And how he lived. He truly humbled. So you and I who are in Christ, who are seated at the highest place of heaven, how should I live our lives? How should we live our lives here? Just like Jesus Christ. Humble. Humble, brothers and sisters. If you ever think that there's something good about you, give thanks to Christ. Because apart from Him, you have absolutely nothing that is good in you. And really doesn't matter what kind of college you came out from, what kind of job you have, how much money you make. Apart from Christ, you are nothing. Nothing. Understand? Nothing. And you cannot accept that as you read the Bible, then you are not understanding the Bible. Imitate Christ. Live like Christ. Let us humble ourselves. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what your Son has done and what he has accomplished for us. God, who is almighty, who is exalted above all things, came to the lowest place so that we sinners who are at the lowest place will be raised up to the throne of our God. Oh, Father, truly understanding that gospel humbles us. We thank you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and power, for you are the only one who truly deserves it. We love you. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.